Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Mr. Wonderful, at your service. That's such an appropriate, so appropriate. I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating our 22nd anniversary. Fair warning, I'm a little more obnoxious this weekend than usual, and I will be all the rest of the week because I'm so excited about surviving 22 years in this rough and tumble marketplace and sector, by the way. But couldn't have done it without our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner, folks. He's been an abiding supporter of all that we do. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for over 20 years now. He's the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International. He's the galactic guru of networking. Nobody on the planet knows more about it than he does. Nobody on the planet has done more to promote that and to make all of us more professional than he has. He's authored all the books on the topic, and he's one of my heroes. Ivan Meisner, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate the kind words. And I think you could have done this with, you didn't need me to hit 22 years.
Well, I will tell you, you continue to inspire me, and that's not true at all. It's been an honor, and I have to give props to our mutual friend, Steve Martin, who was on earlier, on yesterday. Steve introduced us way back in the day, and I really appreciate him doing that. Hey, Ivan, you wrote a piece recently called How to Say No Without Sounding Like a Jerk. And I read that and I thought, I'd like to learn anything that would keep me not to sound like a jerk. Not just not saying no. I'm going to work on the whole thing there. I have had to do this. I have had to, as I've gotten busier and busier and more people want me want to reach out. And I'm like you. I try to help people. I like helping people because people help me. I want to give back. Right. But sometimes you just can't do it.
No. And the content originally comes from our book, Who's in Your Room, which we've talked about.
The brand new one.
On this show before. Yeah, it's the new one. We do want to say yes. And I run the world's largest networking organization, BNI, and it's good to say yes to help business people. As a matter of fact, one of the things we say is, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Each of our members have to say, how can I help you? What can I do for you? And which, by the way, you say to me or I say to you every
we have a little contest and who says it first, folks, when he's on the show.
Who can get it out there first? So, so to say no is counterintuitive for a lot of business people. But if you want to be successful in business, you do have to learn discernment as to what you can say successfully and what you can't say.
That's a great word, discernment.
Yes, too. So would you like to hear my favorite technique first?
Yes.
Here it is. I love this technique, and I use it. I don't think I've ever used it with anything you've ever requested, but I've used it a lot.
You've never said no to me.
I don't think so. Here's what you do. I'm afraid if I said yes to that, I'm afraid. No, if I said yes to that, I'm afraid I'd let you down.
Yeah.
If I said yes to that, I'm afraid I'd let you down. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to mean it. You got to be talking to somebody that you really respect.
Right.
But that if you said yes, you're going to let them down for whatever reason. It might be that you got too much bandwidth. It might be that you're not an expert at what they're asking you to do. Or it may not. You may not have the time at the moment. Whatever the reason is.
Yep.
You want to make it clear to them that you care about that person. You don't want to let them down. What's really funny about that expression is you don't even use the word no. You don't say, no,
right.
I can't do that.
Right.
You say,
well, you know, another way to say that, which I've used before, is as I have said, you and this project deserve a better result than I'll have the time to give it. I won't do a good job. And I don't like to not be to succeed, and you're not going to want the result, and you know that kind of language, that's just a different. If you want just a different way to another flavor.
Yep, that's the same concept, and if you've had the kind of experience I've had, it tends to work because people when they're asking for something they want it to work, and you know when you explain to them in a nice way that you're not the person to make that happen, then that's effective. Now, here's one that I use in conjunction many times, not always, but in conjunction with the first one. It's a standalone way to say no, but I like to use it in conjunction with the first one, which is refer them to someone more qualified.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I may say to somebody, you know, I'm not the best person for that. Best person for that I know is so-and-so, and I'd be happy to introduce you to the two of them. Now, of course, I run a networking organization, so that's easy for me to do, but it's actually, I think, pretty easy for a lot of people to do. If you're out there in business, you have a lot of great contacts.
And, it does need to be where you actually, it's the truth. I mean, there's, you know, I'm not the right person. And you can use it whether you have even if you have the time, you might want to do that. I've done that too. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Ivan Meisner. More of his thoughts on how to say no without sounding like Jim Blasky. I mean, like a jerk. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.